And we're also learning more today about the life of Philando Castile, the man killed by a police officer in Minnesota on Wednesday. Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, spoke at a rally in front of the Minnesota governor's mansion today.
A man was not only took from his family who loved him, he was took from the community.
That community is now in shock and mourning. Philando Castile's uncle, Clarence Castile, also spoke at the rally and called for justice for his nephew.
I would like to address that police officer just one moment here. God is watching you, brother. My friend, God saw what you did, and you will be judged.
Philando Castile would have celebrated his 33rd birthday later this month. Most of his adult life, he worked for St. Paul Public Schools. When he was 19, he started work there as a nutrition services assistant. 2 years ago, he earned a promotion to supervisor.
I talked with Tony Fragnito. Two of his young kids attended the Montessori school where Philando Castile worked. He knew him as Phil.
He was a super guy. All the kids loved him. He was quick with a joke with the kids. He would, you know, he was often seen giving them high fives, and he was quick to diffuse situations with rambunctious kids.
Tony Fragnito helped organize a vigil this evening for members of the school community that Philando Castile was a part of.
And Philando Castile was my son, my one and only son, and he was executed by the police. I just want to thank you all for coming out. He would be pleased. He was an angel, a living angel, and somewhere or another, he touched each and every one of your lives.
Wednesday's shooting was not Castile's first encounter with police. Public records show police had stopped him repeatedly over the years for vehicle infractions, for example, failure to wear a seatbelt or improper display of a license plate.
Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds, said at the rally today that the shooting happened after Castile was pulled over for a broken headlight. She told reporters, "The police are not serving us, and they are not protecting us."